Welcome to Zichud Avsi Manimamari Ram Golder, and today Masechus Gittin, Daf Pei Vav, the ninth parak Hamagarish. The Zichud Masechus Gittin program has been generously sponsored with Zichud Nishmas Chayech Hadas Bas Sender. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Shosha Gittin Psuin. There are three invalid Gittin. The Nises Havrat Kasher. But if the woman married on their basis, the child from a subsequent marriage is legitimate and not a mamzer. They are, number one, Ksav B'Ksav Yadov Ve'Einol Ve'Edim. The husband wrote it in his handwriting, but it has no witnesses signed on it. Number two, Yeshu of Edim Ve'Ein Bozman, or it has witnesses signed on it, but it has no date in it. And number three, Yesh Bozman Ve'Ein Bo El Edechot, or it has a date in it, but only one witness signed on it. This Tana considers these getting only rabbinically disqualified, so a subsequent child is legitimate. Rabbi Elazar holds the get is valid afo pisha ein alav edim, even if there are no witnesses signed on it. El shen nasin lo bifnei edim kasher, but he gave it to her before witnesses, it is valid. But government nechasim shubanim, and one can collect a ksuba with this get or with any unsigned document from sold properties because he holds edim esira karti. The witnesses to delivery enable the get to sever the marriage, and signatures are only needed for proof. Later, Amarayim will posculate Rabbi Elazar regarding gittin and argue if we rule like him even regarding other documents. Point number two, Rav said, Ksav Yadot Shanina. What we learn in the Mishnah is referring to the husband's handwriting. Rav is discussing the final case of the Mishnah, Yesh Bo Zman Ve'Ein Bo Ela Edochot. It has a date, but only has one witness. And Rav is saying that the get is only biblically valid and the subsequent child legitimate if the husband himself wrote it. But if it was written with a scribe's handwriting and signed by only one witness, the get would be invalid and the subsequent child would be a mamzer. Shmuel said, Afil Ksav Sofer Ve'Eid. Even when the get was written with a scribe's handwriting and signed by one witness, the child is not a mamzer because the Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis says, Ksav Sofer Ve'Eid Kasha, a get written in the handwriting of a scribe and signed by one witness is valid. Rav notes that the Mishnah there implies she's permitted to marry, whereas in our Mishnah she may not marry. Thus, that Mishnah must mean the scribe signed the get, and it has two signatures. Shmuel says both Mishnahs refer to the scribe's writing, but that Mishnah is Besafer de Muvhak, written by an expert scribe whose signature is equal to testimony that the husband requested the get. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Shnaim Sheshalchu Shnei Gittin Shavim, two men who sent two identical Gittin, Benis Arvu, and they became confused, such that the Shliach does not know which is which. Nosin Shnei Mazo, Shnei Mazo, he should give both Gittin to this woman and both to that woman to ensure that each receives her get. Lafikach Avet Echobehen, therefore, if one of them is lost, Hayashani Batal, the second get is useless, since we cannot identify whose it is. Rabbi Yirmiyah says that this Mishnah does not agree with Rabbi Elazar, who holds Edi Masira Karti, because the witnesses to delivery do not know with which get he's divorcing her, meaning each one respectively. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yirmiyah holds that since Rabbi Elazar does not require signing Lashma, he must interpret the Lashma requirement as referring to the delivery. Abaye answers how Rabbi Elazar can agree with the Mishnah. Ema deboy Rabbi Elazar ksiva Lashma. I can say that Rabbi Elazar requires only the get's writing to be Lashma. Nasin Lashma, mi boy, but does he require the delivery to be Lashma? He does not. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Shosha Gittin Psuim, there are three invalid Gittin, V'Niseis Avlad Kasher, but if she married on their basis, the child from a subsequent marriage is legitimate and not a mamzer. They are, number one, Ksav B'Ksav Yadov Ve'Ein Olav Edim. The husband wrote it in his handwriting, but it has no witnesses signed on it. Number two, Yeshu of Edim Ve'Ein Bozman, or it has witnesses signed on it, but it has no date in it. And number three, Yesh Bozman Ve'Ein Bo El Edechot, or it has a date in it, but only one witness signed on it. This Tana considers these getting only rabbinically disqualified, so a subsequent child is legitimate. Rabbi Elazar holds the get is valid afo pisha ein alav edim, even if there are no witnesses signed on it. El shen nasin lo bifnei edim kasher, but he gave it to her before witnesses, it is valid. But government nechasim shubanim, and one can collect a ksuba with this get or with any unsigned document from sold properties because he holds edim esira karti. The witnesses to delivery enable the get to sever the marriage, and signatures are only needed for proof. Later, Amarayim will posculate Rabbi Elazar regarding gittin and argue if we rule like him even regarding other documents. Point number two, Rav said, Ksav Yadot Shanina. What we learn in the Mishnah is referring to the husband's handwriting. Rav is discussing the final case of the Mishnah, Yesh Bo Zman Ve'Ein Bo Ela Edochot. It has a date, but only has one witness. And Rav is saying that the get is only biblically valid and the subsequent child legitimate if the husband himself wrote it. But if it was written with a scribe's handwriting and signed by only one witness, the get would be invalid and the subsequent child would be a mamzer. Shmuel said, Afil Ksav Sofer Ve'Eid. Even when the get was written with a scribe's handwriting and signed by one witness, the child is not a mamzer because the Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis says, Ksav Sofer Ve'Eid Kasha, a get written in the handwriting of a scribe and signed by one witness is valid. Rav notes that the Mishnah there implies she's permitted to marry, whereas in our Mishnah she may not marry. Thus, that Mishnah must mean the scribe signed the get, and it has two signatures. Shmuel says both Mishnahs refer to the scribe's writing, but that Mishnah is Besafra de Muvhak, written by an expert scribe whose signature is equal to testimony that the husband requested the get. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Shnaim Sheshalchu Shnei Gittin Shavim, two men who sent two identical Gittin, Benis Arvu, and they became confused such that the Shliach does not know which is which. No, since Shnei Mazo, Shnei Mazo, he should give both Gittin to this woman and both to that woman to ensure that each receives her get. Lafikach Avet Echad Behen, therefore, if one of them is lost, Hayashani Batal, the second get is useless since we cannot identify whose it is. Rabbi Yirmiyah says that this Mishnah does not agree with Rabbi Elazar, who holds Edi Masira Karti, because the witnesses to delivery do not know with which get he's divorcing her, meaning each one respectively. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yirmiyah holds that since Rabbi Elazar does not require signing a Shema, he must interpret the Lishma requirement as referring to the delivery. Abaye answers how Rabbi Elazar can agree with the Mishnah. Eimad Deboy Rabbi Elazar Ksiva Lishma. I can say that Rabbi Elazar requires only the get's writing to be Lishma. Nasin Lishma, me boy, but does he require the delivery to be Lishma? He does not. Alright, so now we go to Simon Pei Vav, and our standard Simon is police. Police. So here goes. The police officers in green uniform, who were assuring the woman who received a get with no witnesses sign on it, that her newborn baby was legitimate because Edi Masira Karti, were about to tell her about the case of the legitimate baby born after a date of get, written by an expert scribe and signed by one witness, when they were approached by a panicked shaliach who accidentally mixed up two identical gittin. Once again, slow motion. The police officers, that must be more enough. Pei Vav. The police officers in green uniform, who were assuring the woman who received a get with no witnesses sign on it, that her newborn baby was legitimate because Edi Masira Karti, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shlosha Gittin Psulim, there are three invalid Gittin, but if a woman married on their basis, the child from a subsequent marriage is legitimate and not a mamzer. The third Psul is, Yesh Bo Zman Ve'im Bo Ela Edochad. It has a date on it, but only one witness signed on it. This Tana considers these Gittin only rabbinically disqualified, so a subsequent child is legitimate. Rabbi Elazar holds the get is valid, Afu Bishein Elav Edim, even if there are no witnesses signed on. El Shinaslin Bifne Edim Kasha, but if he gave it to her before Edim, it's valid because he holds Edim Asira Karti. The witnesses to delivery enable the get to sever the marriage, and signatures are only needed for proof. So the police officers in green uniform, who were assuring the woman who received a get with no witnesses signed on it, that her newborn baby was legitimate because Edi Masira Karti, were about to tell her about the case of the legitimate baby born after a day to get, written by an expert scribe and signed by one witness, which reminds us Shmuel that a Safra Muvhak, an expert scribe's very writing of the get, testifies that the husband commanded him to do so, and therefore it's equivalent to a second witness signed on a get. So the police officers in green uniform who were assuring the woman who received a get with no witnesses signed on it that her newborn baby was legitimate because Edi Masira Karti were about to tell her about the case of the legitimate baby born after a date of get written by an expert scribe and signed by one witness when they were approached by a panicked shaliach who accidentally mixed up two identical gittin, which reminds us the next Mishnah addresses what is done when a shaliach accidentally mixes up two identical gittin. So once again, the police officers in green uniform who were assuring the woman who received the get with no witnesses signed on it that her newborn baby was legitimate because Edi Masira Karti were about to tell her about the case of the legitimate baby born after a day to get written by an expert scribe and signed by one witness when they were approached by a panicked shaliach who accidentally mixed up two identical gittin. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf Pei Beis. So the simmer Daf Pei Beis is peanut butter. So here goes. The owner of the crunchy peanut butter company, Peanut Butter, that must be more on Daf Pei Beis. The owner of the crunchy peanut butter company who divorced his wife, permitting her to all men except the owner of the creamy butter company, which reminds us, the ninth parak begins, Hamagarsh as Ishtov Amrla, one who divorces his wife and tells her, Hariat Muteres Lako Adam Eloponi, you are permitted to every man but Ploni. Rabbi Eliezer permits her to marry anyone else, but the Chachamim consider the get invalid. The Gemara analyzes the case of the Machlokes by asking if the word Ella here means chutz, except for Ploni, limiting the permit of the get, or Almanas, on condition that she can marry anyone on condition she does not marry Ploni. So the owner of the crunchy peanut butter company who divorced his wife, permitting her to all men except the owner of the creamy peanut butter company, was Mekadosh another woman prohibiting her to all men except one, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba asked, but Kedushin Heach, what's the halach regarding Kedushin, where he said, you're married to me insofar as you're prohibited to all men except Ploni? This question can be asked according to each opinion regarding the parallel case of Get. So the owner of the crunchy peanut butter company who divorced his wife, permitting her to all men except the owner of the creamy peanut butter company, was Mekadesh another one, prohibiting her to all men except one, who happened to be his peanut butter-loving brother Shimon, who was Mekadesh her as well with a similar stipulation, both knowing she would be eligible for Yibum to their brother Levi if they both died. Which reminds us, Abaya commented that even if limited Kedushin are effective, if Reuven married a woman stipulating to prohibit her to all but his brother Shimon, and then Shimon married her stipulating to prohibit her to all but Reuven, and they both died childless, she would be eligible for Yibum and not disqualified under the category of Eshes Shnei Mesim, a wife of two deceased men. Daf Pei Gimel, so the Zimmer Daf Pei Gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. The great pogo stick champion, pogo stick, that must be more than Daf Pei Gimel. The great pogo stick champion called Lion, jumping on the green pogo stick and challenged by four competitors from the Limited Gets Are Invalid team, which reminds us, a Bryce relates that after Eliezer's passing, 4-9 posed challenges to his validating a limited get. Rabbi Yeshua told them, Ein Meshibin Esa'ari Lachra Misa, one cannot refute the Lion after his death, although he himself posed a challenge later. The Gemara explains how all the questions could be refuted except for Rabbi Eliezer ben Azarias, who asked, the Torah calls divorce krisus, a severance, Dabra Kors being a living up, requiring something that completely severs the bond between him and her without limitations. So the great pogo stick champion called Lion, jumping on the green pogo stick and challenged by four competitors from the Limited Gets Are Invalid team, was about to deliver a message to the man prohibited by a get from a first marriage that he was now permitted after a get from a second marriage, which reminds us, the Gemara says that although Rabbi Eliezer holds that a limited get is effective and she is prohibited to the man excluded by the husband, he agrees, where he permitted her to everyone except Ploni, that if she married another man and the marriage subsequently ended by the husband dying or divorcing, she muteris lezesh and nesser love, that she becomes permitted to this man to whom she was prohibited, because the second marriage completely severs her first marriage. So the great pogo stick champion called Lion, jumping on the green pogo stick and challenged by four competitors from the Limited Gets Are Invalid team, was about to deliver a message to the man prohibited by a get from a first marriage that he was now permitted after a get from a second marriage, when all of a sudden someone shouted out that the second get wasn't a good krisus because the husband said, here is your get on condition you do not drink wine forever, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses permanent conditions versus temporary conditions. It was taught in a braisa, one says, harzik yitecha menasho atishti yain, here is your get on condition that you do not drink wine, or on condition you do not go to your father's house. If the condition was made forever, this is not a krisus, a severance, and the get is invalid. If it was made for 30 days, this is a sufficient krisus, and the get is valid. Daf Pei Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Pei Dalet is a launch pad. So here goes. The woman who was given a get on condition she married Ploni and was now getting married to him on a green launch pad. That must mean we're on Daf Pei Dalet. The woman who was given a get on condition she married Ploni and was now getting married to him on a green launch pad, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa. If one says, Arzigi teich amenashe tinasi laploni, this is your get on condition that you marry Ploni, this woman may not marry, but if she married, she need not leave her husband. Rav Nachman explains that she may not marry the man, Shem Yomrin Nashem Nosim B'Matana, because perhaps people will say they're giving their wives to each other as gifts. But if she married him, she need not leave him after the fact, Dimushim Gezer Lomafkin, because we do not remove her based on a rabbinical decree. So the woman who was given a get on condition she married Ploni and was now getting married to him on a green launch pad, knows her good friend board a green spaceship because she was divorced on condition she go up to the sky, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, one says, Harzikitech, Amenashitali Rakia. This is your get on condition that you go up to the sky, or on condition you descend to the depths, or other such impossibilities. The Tanakhama says the get is invalid, but Yudim and Tema says it's valid, and he explained, Kol Tanai Shi'iyev Shalul Kaimo B'Sofo, any condition which is impossible to eventually fulfill, V'isna Lav Mitchilaso, and he stipulated in the beginning, Eino El Kamaflik B'Dvarim B'Kash, he's merely pushing her off with words to make her suffer, but does not intend the condition. So the woman who was given a get on condition she married Ploni and was now getting married to him on a green launch pad, noticed her good friend board a green spaceship because she was divorced on condition she go up to the sky. After she refused to fulfill the condition, eats wine. Which reminds us, Ravina answers that a condition made against the Torah is only void where it definitely violates the Torah, such as a condition to be exempt from a wife's entitlements, such as Sher, Ksus, and Onah, which take effect in marriage. However, in a case where he divorced on condition she eats wine, he didn't require to eat wine. Let her not eat wine and not be divorced. Therefore, the condition is valid. Daf Pei Hei, so the symbol Daf Pei Hei relates to a mouth, and we use a dentist. So here goes. The dentist, that must be more than Daf Pei Hei, Pei Mouth, the dentist who wanted to divorce his wife, the oral hygienist, by permitting her to all men except the little boy with a cavity, sitting in the green dentist chair, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one says you're permitted with this get to all men except for my father and your father, or any other relatives that have a chi of karis, with whom kedushin are ineffective anyway, the get is valid because he hasn't practically excluded anyone from the divorce. So the Gemara asks, chutz mekedushei katan mahu, if he stipulated the divorce to be except for the kedushin of a particular minor, what's the halacha? Do we say the get is valid since the minor is currently incapable of kedushin, or perhaps since he's destined to be eligible for kedushin upon reaching adulthood, excluding him from the divorce invalidates the get? The Gemara proves that he is viewed as eligible for kedushin, so excluding him would invalidate a get. So the dentist who wanted to divorce his wife, the oral hygienist, by permitting her to all men except the little boy with a cavity, sitting in the green dentist chair, and except regarding promiscuous relations, which reminds the Gemara asks about a series of six exclusions in a get that do not exclude marriage itself, but laws which are dependent on marriage. It first asks, if he says you're permitted to everyone except regarding promiscuous relations, what's the halacha? Benesuin halu shayer is a vow because he didn't retain his marriage regarding his marrying others, or dilma shayer babia, or perhaps it's invalid because he retained his marriage regarding relations. The Gemara asks five more questions. So the dentist who wanted to divorce his wife, the oral hygienist, by permitting her to all men except the little boy with a cavity, sitting in the green dentist chair, and except regarding promiscuous relations, was informed that his get was invalid because it didn't include the critical text of Hari Muterzuko Adam, you are permitted to anyone. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, the Tanna Kamma holds Gufo Shel Get. The critical text of a get is Hari Muterzuko Adam, you are permitted to anyone. Rabbi requires a more explicit statement, V'den Dihevi Lechi Minai, and this is for you from me, a Sefer Tiruchin, a document of sending away, V'ger Shibukin, a letter of abandonment, V'get Piturin, and a document of release to go marry any man you want. The Malchok is based on the question whether Yadayim She'emo Chichos having Yadayim. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which duff do we discuss exclusions in a get of those ineligible for marriage or temporarily ineligible, such as a minor? That's on duff. Pehe. Good number 2. Which do we learn that when one says this is your get on condition you eat swine, it's not a case of Masna Masha Katsubatora since she could decide not to eat it and not be divorced? That's on duff. Pei Dalet. Good number 3. Which daf do we have machlokes whether a get where the wife is permitted to all men except Ploni is a good get? That's on daf. Pei Beis. Good number 4. Which daf do we learn what to do when two identical gittin are mixed up? That's on daf. Pei Vav. Good number 5. Which daf do we learn Beis Hillel holds hen hen edi yichud, hen hen edi bia, that witnesses to the seclusion are effectively witnesses to relations? That's on daf. Payoff. Good number 6. Which stuff do we discuss? 3 gittin that are possible, but if the woman marries, the child is legitimate in Rabbi Yezu's opinion. That 80 Masira Karti, that's on duff. Payoff. Good number 7. Which stuff do we learn? The gittin were dated according to the local government for Shalom Malchus to promote peace with the local government. That's on duff. Pay. Good number 8. Which stuff do we discuss? If a written get or rumors of a divorce disqualified to kahuna and the difference between generations, that's on duff. Pay off. Good number 9. Which duff do we discuss? A get kareach. That's on duff. Pay off. Good number 10. Which duff do we have a malchukas? If a get is valid, if the husband said, this is your get, on condition you go up to the sky, that's on duff. Pay dollar. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Gold from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.